Teeth. How many practice fury in the womb, waiting for their sharp grins to come, for teeth razored as flint to come forth, skiing back to an edge on the double helix, one mutation point intolerant of obliteration, the shanked tine that animates aggression, the biochemical law. Better the world to bleed before us. Our fingers clench inward to make claws and fists and open to hold the stone, to find its fractures, to make the curve, to match the wound it must make. For the mind will use the eye to shape the arrowhead, the gladius, the axe, the ash spear held low, so function might follow form, to thrust, shoulder slide, lat slide, jaw tightened, teeth drawn together. To reach the belly, the groin, so deep the blood cannot stop. The deeds follow the word, rebel, heathen, unclean infidel, enemy, un-everything, which permit the unbounding of all knows to unstopper the blood, to follow the tribal power of the awful moon pulling massacres in its wake. Spin the globe, eyes closed, and strike a spot. Where will not matter. Spanish slaughter and slavery in old Mexico, raise up Apache raids and killing. So, proyecto de guerra in Sonora. 100 pesos for the scalp of an adult male, 50 for a woman, 25 for a child. To shape a scalp, cut about the crown, a diagonal on the forehead, grab a claw's worth of hair, hold, rip, left-handed slicing with the knife to the right. In old Mexico, an act as casual as making coffee in this paradise of devils, where all that money enchants the hunting of mestizo, Apache, any Indian, and all the diablos descend to murder by law to the spray of silver dollars. A woman's screams do not vary race to race. Knives know no difference. Action, response. Men obey gravity. Traders, miners, ranchers, norteamericanos found cut up pieces of bodies hung on stakes filled with arrows, but with their hats always placed atop their heads. The ingrained malice, the tribal draw, dungeon and barrel bomb, murder states, nightmares, life measured out by men who file their teeth to points. What of the faith we reach for through the screams of the bestial drive? What of those who took the mangled on their backs and edged down black smoke stairways in the towers in 01? Or the ones who daily walk into whatever fear might enforce its will, who master themselves for common goodness, the counterweight, the prodigal emergency that keeps us human?